from the lonesome ragged peaks, entombed in ice and snow, down the east slope of the Rockies to the foothills far below. Through knotted, twisted river breaks, it creeps in search of need, lost souls that quell its hunger as it slowly gathers speed. It settles in the high woods to conjure up some chills, then blows across the coulees to the distant sweet grass hills. It swirls around the bear paws like some gloating tally jay, checking off the cost of life for those who choose to stay. From Redwater up to Wolf Creek and down the Mussel Shell, it screams its mounting fury from the gates of living hell. It pauses for a moment in silence cold as stone, as it sweeps across the prairie, the dark wind starts to moan. I was working for an outfit along Box Elder Creek. I'd been riding mending fence line on the spread about a week. I'd been sleeping on the high ground with just a sagebrush fire, thinking about the open range and cursing all barbed wire. The summer sun had passed its crown to autumn's chilly air. I was looking for a place to light and spied it standing there. An old sod shack still chewing firm, abandoned long ago. I'll have a roof tonight, I mused, then rode up to it slow. I stopped there for a minute as the wind whipped shanty door, bade me roll my sugans out upon his musty homestead floor. I quickly bedded down that night, dog tired and slipshod, and drifted off to slumber neath that roof, the prairie sod. I dreamed I saw a woman, she was bending low. The sky was dark and ominous, and dust was all around. It drifted from the rafters and through the sodden walls, covered up the household like some dirty funeral shawl. I dreamed I saw a woman with a yellowed pillowcase. She gently placed the moistened cloth upon her child's face. Her eldest son was sleeping now, the babe would soon be two. She listened in the shadows as the wind around her blew. I dreamed I saw a woman with a garden hoe. A rattlesnake in pieces lay about her on the sand. Her eyes were gray and lifeless as she stared down at her feet, while the dark wind shrieked about her in the constant August heat. I dreamed I saw a woman, she was standing all alone. You robbed me of my baby, she quietly did groan. Her apron was a grisly scene of such I knew not of. A butcher knife, a bloody trail, a desperate act of love. The shanty door burst open and I leaped up from my bed. I scrambled in the darkness and I tried to clear my head. Upon the ridge above the shack, a pale figure shone, her wind-tossed dress in tatters and her face as white as bone. She held her withered arms aloft as if to sanctify, then disappeared before the wind and vanished with a cry. A cry that set my blood to ice, a cry of such despair. I saddled up my pinto horse and rode away from there. I rode with such abandon in that dreary night so black. I galloped for my very life and never once looked back. It's been some time a-passing, but I still know how it feels, with the fevered banshee wailing in the dark wind at my heels. From the lonesome ragged peaks, entombed in ice and snow, down the east above the Rockies, to the foothills far below, through knotted, twisted river breaks, it creeps in search of need. Lost souls to quell its hunger as it slowly gathers speed. It settles in the high woods to conjure up some chills, then blows across the coulees to the distant sweet grass hills. It swirls around the bare paws like some gloating tally jay, checking off the cost of life for those who choose to stay. From Redwater up to Wolf Creek and down the Mussel Shell, it screams its mounting fury from the gates of living hell. It pauses for a moment, silence cold as stone, as it sweeps across the prairie.